message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Bringing men out of the floor, from the floor, and places them at the highest height. God is a lifter of destinies. In my place, they say he's the one that repairs the destiny of somebody who, on a good day, is somebody whose destiny is ruptured. He's the one that repairs the destiny. He's the one that lifts a person. And somebody's here today, God will lift your destiny. I say, my God will lift your destiny. Quickly tonight, what is the major force that God uses to lift the destiny of man? It is called grace. Grace. The hand of God always deposits something in the life of a man called grace. From Genesis to Revelation, the word grace appeared over 100 times, about 100 times, from between Genesis to Revelation. This is to let you know the importance of grace in the life of a man. It's not something that was mentioned just once or twice or 10 times or 20 times. About 100 times the issue of grace was mentioned in the scripture. To let you know how important grace is. When grace is absent, disgrace is inevitable. When grace is absent, a man cannot become anything that his destiny is supposed to be. A man or woman minus grace is emptiness, or you can also call it shallowness. When you see a person that lacks the grace of God, you will see a person that lacks every other thing of life. But for somebody here tonight, you will not lack anything good. The grace of God is coming upon you afresh tonight in the name of Jesus. The grace of God is integral to the success of a man and to the fulfillment of his destiny. Can I tell you this? There is no human being in this life, in this whole life, that can become anything without the grace of God. You need grace for everything. You need grace to succeed as a student. You need grace to succeed as an engineer. You need grace to succeed as a married woman, as a married man. You need grace to succeed as a lawyer. You need grace to succeed as a pastor. Everything you will be and you will ever be, you will need the grace of God. The grace of God will not be removed from your life. The grace of God will not be deducted from your life. And the grace of God is unmerited a lot of times. A lot of times we don't even merit it. He just bestows it upon us. And tonight, God will bestow his grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Examples of those that God lifted via grace. Examples of those that their life changed because of the grace of God. Number one is a man called Noah. This was the first place where grace was mentioned in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. Genesis 6 verse 8. When every other person was destroyed through the flood, Noah escaped because of the grace of God. Noah escaped because of the grace of God. For somebody here tonight, you will escape because of God's grace in Jesus' name. Now, this was the first place where grace was mentioned in the Bible. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And because of this grace, Noah escaped disgrace. Because of this grace, Noah escaped being killed. Because of this grace, Noah escaped ending in the mouth of a shark underwater. You will escape every trap of the wicked against you. I say you will escape every trap of the wicked against you. Noah and his family were the only family that was spared. Your family will be spared. In the impending danger that is coming, your family will be spared. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Noah's family escaped because they assessed the grace of God. Because they obtained the grace of God. Because they received the grace of God. Somebody is here tonight. Something very drastic is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Something very awesome is coming for you in the name of Jesus. When the message is on, minimize bringing people to the front to distract the ministration. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Examples of people lifted by grace. Number two is a man called Moses. Moses was a murderer. By human understanding, a murderer is somebody that is not worthy of anything good. Hello. But something located Moses. Something visited Moses' life. And his life changed permanently. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 17. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. I will do what you are asking me to do. I will bless you like you have asked me to bless you. I will change your life like you have asked me to change your life. I will give you children like you have asked me to give you. I will give you admission like you have asked me to give you admission. I will give you a visa like you have applied for a visa. I will give you what you are desirous of because you have found my grace." May you find God's grace tonight. I say, may you find God's grace tonight. You know, they are in human, when you look at it from human culture, human understanding, many of us, we are not qualified to be where we are today. We are not qualified. That's why many are still shocked today about our life. Many are still aghast about our life. But when the grace of God comes, everyone is surprised. Everyone is shocked. As a direct result of the grace of God coming upon your life today, everyone will be surprised in Jesus' name. Everyone will be surprised in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's here today. You are asking for just a few blessings. God will give you multiple blessings. I say you are asking for just a pocket full of blessings. God, just give me small blessings. Just small blessings. God say, I will load you with blessings. If I were you, I would say a good amen. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Number three, example of those lifted by the grace of God is a lady called Esther. Esther was an orphan. She had nobody to help her. She had nobody to assist her. She had nobody to speak for her in the palace. As it were, Esther was somebody that was helpless. Nobody was there to help her or to assist her or to do something significant in her life. But suddenly, the grace of God located her amongst all the other virgins with the same qualification. In Esther chapter 2 verse 17. The Bible says, "And the king loved Esther." And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace. And she obtained favor. You will obtain the same tonight. I say you will obtain the same tonight. I say you will obtain the same tonight. She obtained grace and favor in his sight. In his sight. More than all the others. That's what grace does. It distinguishes you. It gives you a qualification that MSc and PhD cannot give to you. I'm privileged by God to have gone to school a little bit, having certificates from small levels to higher and high levels, and up to the highest level in my area of specialization or training. But there is nothing that can compare with the grace of God upon the life of a man. I can't compare any of these numerous certificates. None can be compared with having the grace of God upon my life. And today, I see a massive release of God's grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. I see a massive release of God's grace upon everything you are doing for a living in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say good amen. Grace was withdrawn from Vashti. It was deposited on Esther and it transformed Esther's life. I pray for somebody here today. The grace that should come on you that will change your life will come upon you today in Jesus' name. The grace that should come on your family that will change your family's history will come upon you today in Jesus' name. Do you know something? It is grace that makes it look as if a man or a woman is a superman. When someone says, this person is very strong. This person is doing very well. It is grace that makes the difference between Mr. A and Mr. B. It is grace that makes the difference between somebody that graduated with first class, Mr. A, and another person that graduated with first class, Mr. B. It is grace that makes the difference between a very beautiful and pretty lady and another beautiful and pretty lady. Today, grace will make a difference for you. I say grace will make a difference for you. Where your certificate cannot get you to, grace will take you there. Where your certificate cannot get you to, grace will take you there. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Number four, example of those that benefited from God's grace through his hand is the man called Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and 10, Apostle Paul was speaking there about how the grace of God has transformed his life. For I am the least. Can we read together, everybody? One, to go. I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. Verse 10. But what? By the grace of God, I am what? I am what I am. Now, stop there. I am, please hold that scripture there. I am not meant to be among those that will be, their name will matter in life. I am not meant to be a significant person in life by nature, because I was a terrible man and a terrible sinner. He said, but something located me called the grace of God. And that is what made me who I am today. And the Bible says, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. The grace of God coming upon you today will not be in vain. I said, the grace of God coming upon you today will not be in vain. He said, because of this grace, I labored more abundantly. I labored more abundantly than every other person because of this grace available to me. Tonight, grace is coming for you afresh in Jesus' name. The truth is that every great man or woman you see is a product of God's grace. They are product of God's grace. Every great organization you see is a product of God's grace. Every great business you see is because of the presence of the grace of God there. God will not withdraw his grace upon your life. I say God will not withdraw his grace upon your life. I say God will not withdraw his grace upon your life. Quickly tonight, what are the keys that can facilitate this grace? That can make the grace of God to come, the hand of God to come upon one's life very fast. Number one key to the grace for lifting. What is the key for grace for lifting? Number one is upright lifestyle. Upright lifestyle. If you want the grace of God to multiply upon your life, you must be upright. I will not talk too much on this because in the course of the services, we will still have a teaching in this particular direction. Psalms 84, verse 11. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. There is nothing good that God will take away from somebody that walks uprightly. So if you are a man that walks uprightly, you have signed up for his grace. If you are a woman that walks uprightly, you have signed up. That's why we always tell Christians, uprightness does not reduce you. Uprightness does not destroy you. It is sin actually that sinks a man. Sin, sink, sin, sink. You can see how close it is in sound. You will not sink in Jesus' name. So uprightness always makes you assess the best of God. When you have two children and one of them is always obeying your instructions, one of them is always doing what you have told them to do, one of them is always listening to your instructions, listening to whatever you have told them to do, naturally you will stretch your hands more to that person. Naturally you will want that kind of person to be blessed. But the one that says no, I will not listen to what you have said, there's nothing you can say, just let me do my own. In my place, they said, we are begging the small chicken not to go. To go and pick dirty things on trash. He said, no, you don't want me to go and enjoy my life. I know you know that proverb very well. So whenever you see any advice in the area of uprightness, embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it. I would say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's move on because of time. Number two example of people lifted by the grace of God. Number two key to the grace of God for lifting is humility. 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 Only the humble can access the grace of God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 34. Proverbs 3 verse 34. Surely he scorned the scorner, but giveth grace unto the humble. He scorned the scorner, he giveth grace unto the humble. So when you are a humble person, when you are a lowly person, when you are a person that naturally you disdain pride, you access the grace of God. Now, there is a particular scripture in the Bible that always makes me very, very humble. Do you want to know it? I said, do you want to know it? 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7. Now, look at it. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Question. Now, if thou did receive it, why doth thou glory as if thou did not receive it? What is it that you have become in this world today that is not that you received it from God? Our beauty, our handsomeness, the money that God gave to us, the certificate that God gave to us, the husband, the wife, the property, everything is a receivement. It's a receivement. We received it from God. And so when you think of it, that what you are today, you received it, then you remain very humble. There are many of our mates, many of your particular mates, who are far from where you are today. Can I get a witness in the house tonight? There are many, 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 many. As Ebenezer was telling us in a ministration one time on Sunday morning at the workers' meeting of one of his friends that they went to school together. When he saw him, he had to park his car and tell him, please come. The guy did not recognize him again. He recognized the guy. Why did the guy not recognize him? His status has changed. His level has changed. The guy, who are you? Why? Is it? I'm your friend. That's your friend. Very soon, those that saw you before, they will not be able to recognize you again. A remarkable difference will be in your life this time. Can I hear you say a big amen? One time I was in Lagos. I went to do something with a mechanic, and I was about to come back to a lorry, and a friend of mine that we went to the same university, we're same class in the same department in our first degree, drove in also to the same place to service his car. He did not recognize me. He sat down beside me. And then I recognized him. He did not recognize me. He was just looking at the car that I came to service. Just looking at that car. This guy is nice. This guy is nice. Until I walked up to him. I said, don't you know? He said, no, I don't know you, sir. I said, he could not believe it. Now, somebody is here today. You will have a repeat of that testimony in your life. God will take you to a level that your enemies will not be able to recognize you again. Your friends will see you and see the glory of God upon your life. I pray prophetically tonight, royalty is introduced to your life. Success is introduced to your life. Privileges are introduced to your life. Progress are introduced to your life. Very, very soon, those that thought that it is over for you, they will be amazed at what God will do in your life. Let me hear you shout amen. Let me hear you shout amen. Please take your seat. But this comes from a life of humility. Until we are humble, God does not release his hand upon. Let me say this as a caution. Don't wait until God humbles you. Humble yourself. Hello? I said don't wait until God humbles you. When God humbles you, hey! If God says, hey, this guy is proud, let me humble him. Oh, this girl is very, very, her heart is too proud. Let me just humble her small. Hey, it's very, very dangerous. So it's better for you to humble yourself than for God to now say, oh yeah, let me humble you. You will not enter into the anger of God. I say you will not enter into the anger of God. I always know the end product of proud people. I know the end product of proud people. There's a particular politician, I will not mention the name of the politician. I knew that politician would have a problem. I knew it. Because far back as he had as far back as 2004 or 2005 when he had a first tenure, and we met one-on-one. We have also met a few times after that. I saw pride. I saw an epitome of pride. One-on-one. Just be talking to people as if the person is a nobody. And years have passed, years have passed, years have passed, years have passed, and this person is on the floor today. There is nobody you see that is proud today that will not end up on the ground tomorrow. There is nobody you see that is uncorrectable that will not end up on the ground. And that's why it's good for you and I to take the advice on time for us to humble ourselves before God will humble us. And you know one thing? Fasting is a sign of humility. You humble your flesh. That's why you notice that when you are fasting, you don't play anyhow. If people even abuse yourself, you will, I will use it to rub my body like Vaseline because you are fasting. So when you fast regularly, it humbles your flesh. When you eat all the time, it makes your flesh to be aggravated. But when you fast regularly, oh my God, you become very, very gentle. And I pray for someone here today. God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. I said, oh, God will give you the grace for fasting in Jesus' name. Fasting pays. It pays. I saw my senior when we traveled recently, my mom and I. I used to thank God that God helped me to do a 1 year fast. And we met somebody who did 3 years fast this last week. 3 years fast. He fasted for 3 years. 3 solid years. And he just started a ministry not too long ago in a flat. And things are happening there. 3 years, consistently for 3 years. And he's still alive. But it's like a stick like this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm on number what now? Keys to grace for lifting. Number what? Number three. Number one is what? Number two. Number three is a life of prayer. And extensively yesterday, Mama spoke to us massively on the issue of prayer. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, I would say, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Prayer attracts the grace of God. The more time you spend in the place of prayer, the more that you are able to access God's grace. That's why the prayerless is the graceless. Prayerlessness is the key to gracelessness. So when you want to exterminate grace in a man's life, just make him prayerless. Immediately you want the grace of God to be suppressed, make the person prayerless. Because prayer is a communication between God and man. Prayer is a communication between God and man. Prayer is an intercourse between God and man. It's a close knit between God and man. And as long as prayer is on the life of a man or a woman, consistently, the grace of God will be multiplying. The grace of God will be multiplying. The grace of God will be multiplying. For somebody here today, I decree a multiplication of the grace of God upon your life. I decree a multiplication of the grace of God upon your life. I decree a multiplication of the grace of God upon your life. Can I hear you say a big amen? 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 The grace of prayer, the power to pray, comes upon you afresh tonight in Jesus' name. Every prayerful man or woman accesses God's grace. And I pray that all the days of your life, your heart will be a heart of prayer. I say your heart will be a heart of prayer. You get to a level whereby when you have not prayed, your heart, your body is shaking. Your body is vibrating. Your body is vibrating. What is wrong? What is wrong? You know, oh, I've not prayed. I've not prayed. I've not prayed. What do you think is the secret of David? Bible says 3 times a day, David was in prayer. He was in worship 7 times, but he was in prayer 3 times every day. As busy as he was. What do you think is the secret of Daniel? Daniel was a praying machine. He was a man given to prayer. I think Daniel chapter 6 verse 10 or so. He was, even when they threatened him that we will kill you if you pray, he said, kill me now. I'm ready to die in the place of prayer. He opened his window wide and he continued to pray. May that kind of spirit come upon you in Jesus' name. And now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, the writing signed that they would throw him inside lion's den if he prays new. That was what was signed. I don't have the time to read it, but you can read it when you get home. And when it was signed that they would kill him if he prays, the Bible said he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. And he knelt upon his knee 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. As he did after that. Now, can I tell you this? The minimum you are to pray per day is 3. 3 times. That's the minimum. That is the minimum. Morning, afternoon, night. That is the minimum. That is the minimum. And I've often said in the past that you should tithe your day. Tithe your day like you just like you pay tithe of whatever increase that God has blessed you with. We have 24 hours in a day. So minimum of 2 hours, 40 minutes per day, you must have interaction with God. Minimum. It can be in the morning, it can be in the night, it can be any time. It's not a competition, but you have to organize yourself. You organize yourself, maybe 1 hour in the morning, maybe 40 minutes in the afternoon because you are busy, and 1 hour at night. Or as you have the time. But you must try. You see, Christianity is a walk with God. You must be growing. You must be getting better. On the day your prayer fire is going down, your life is being extinguished little by little. That's why Leviticus chapter 6 verse 13. Leviticus 6 verse 13 says, the fire must not go out upon our altar. If we want to ensure that the grace of God is multiplied, the fire must not go out. The fire must keep burning on the altar. It must never go out. May fire of prayer and intercession never go out upon your altar in Jesus' name. I said, may it never go out upon your altar in Jesus' name. That's why I congratulate you. I congratulate you. Especially those who are still very young. At your age, you're already into God to this level. At your age, 17, 20, 25, 30, 30, at your age, you're already pursuing God like this. I am so certain that the hand of God is coming upon your life. I am so certain that the hand of God is coming upon your life. I am so certain that the hand of God is coming upon your life. And those who are older than that also, the hand of God is equally coming upon your life in Jesus' name. Because it is a sacrifice to pray. It is a huge sacrifice to fast. It's a huge sacrifice. But it will pay off for you. I say it will pay off for you. That sacrifice will pay off for you. That sacrifice will pay off for you. I can't hear your loud amen. I can't hear your loud amen. Number 4, major key to the grace of God is salvation. Salvation. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. For by grace are ye saved through faith. For by grace. So it is the grace of God that brings salvation to man. It is the grace of God that brings salvation to man. It is the grace of God that brings. Now listen to this. No matter what a man has, if he's not saved, he's not saved. Can we continue in sin and expect the grace of God to be multiplied? No. We cannot continue the same lifestyle, the same way you have been living before. You enter fast like that too. You continue the fast in the same life. No, that's like a waste of fast. May you not waste your fast. May you not trash your fast in a trash can. It's important for every one of us, especially in this period of fasting and sober reflection, to think of our life and to look at it. Am I genuinely saved? Is my name written in the book of life? Does God know me? Am I walking in line with what God wants? Is it okay with between me and God? Is God happy with me? My prayer is that everyone here tonight will go back saved in Jesus' name. With all heads bowed, and all eyes closed, before we go into prayer extensively tonight, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Maybe you are watching us on the screen from all over the world, or you are here in the Praise Tabernacle. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want the grace of God to multiply upon your life. You want the grace of God to multiply upon your destiny. Quickly tonight, I want to pray with you. I want you to please be on your feet wherever you are so that I can see you and pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. You want the grace of God to multiply. The grace that makes it easy, that made it easy for Esther. The grace that made it easy for Paul. You want that grace to also appear in your life. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. You please be on your feet so that I can pray with you quickly. 1. Also, you are watching us on the internet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Let us know through the email that is stated there and the phone number stated there that, Jesus, I want a new life. I want a new life. I want a new life in Jesus. I want a new life in Jesus. I want to start with God afresh. Or you are here, you want to rededicate. Rededicate means that you have given your life to Christ before, but you want to start with God again. I want to pray with you also. 2. God bless you. If you want to be on your feet quickly, be on your feet so that I can pray with you quickly, wherever you are. And then you will see your life changing. You will see God blessing you. You will see God's grace multiplying upon your life and upon your destiny in the name of Jesus. You want to be on your feet quickly? Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Every one of us took this decision at one time or another. Quickly, be on your feet and then I will pray with you. Also, you are watching us from anywhere you are watching from. You want God to enter into your life. You want God to forgive you your sins. You want God to forgive you your sins. Can we continue in sin and be praying for grace? Is it possible to continue in the same way and be saying, God, I want your grace? No. 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 You want God to bless you tonight and you want his grace afresh on your life. Please be on your feet. 3. We are about to pray. Don't be the last person. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that land I draw me near. You want God to draw you nearer. To do is to be on your feet and pray. Draw me, draw me, draw me, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to the bread of the Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the bread. You are here tonight. Your heart is panting after God for more grace, but you know that you have to make your ways right with God before we go into prayer and the communion. You see, the communion cannot be taken with guilt. You can't take communion with guilt. You can't take communion with guilt. But you want to quickly ask God for mercy now. You want to ask God for mercy. You want to say, Father, I have sinned. I've not been right in one way or the other. Please have mercy on me. I want to pray with you. Please be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. 4. And one more count before we pray. One more count. That is the count of grace. The 5th count. And you are here tonight. You are desirous. You are desirous. You are desirous. You are desirous. You are desirous that God should do something in your life tonight, but you have not yet been saved. I want to pray with you. I'll give you just one more minute to be on your feet, and then we will pray. Also, you are watching us from anywhere you are watching from. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Let us know that this decision is being made by you. And as you do that, I see God blessing you. Now put your hands on your chest. You are watching us from the internet, or you are right here, you want to be on your feet, do that quickly. And I see God blessing you. I'm giving you just 5 more seconds, and then we will go ahead to pray. We will go ahead to pray. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Now put your hands on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. We ask that the same grace that has saved will bring about establishment. Thank you, Father. Jesus' precious name. Can we all be on our feet and give God praise? Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. Oh, nearer, nearer. Lift your hands and just give God praise tonight. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him all the glory. Thank Him for tonight. Appreciate Him. Thank Him for the privilege He has given to you. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank Him. Bless His holy name. It's worthy. It's mighty. It's glorious. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We start our intercessions tonight. I want us to pray with intensity tonight. I will also be giving us some time tonight after we have taken the communion to... Can we take care of the echo? I will also be giving us some time tonight to have some personal intercessions for some time tonight. And I know that even as we do that, I see God blessing you like never before. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. You will say, Father, I thank you for your love and your kindness that you have released to me. Lift your voice and begin to thank him. 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 Begin to appreciate him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Thank him for everything he has done. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his support. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies, for your blessings, for your kindness, for your favor, for everything you have done for me. To you alone be all the glory. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say this loud and clear, oh Lord, release your grace upon my life afresh tonight. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Release your grace upon my life afresh tonight. Release your grace, release your grace, release your grace, release your grace. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. You will say, Father, remove all things that can stop or hinder your grace upon my life. Lift your voice and pray. Remove everything that can hinder or stop your grace upon my life. Remove it, remove it, remove it, remove it. Anything that can hinder your grace upon my life, Father, remove it. 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 Be it pride, be it any form of uprightness, Father, anything that might want to hinder your grace upon my life, Father, remove it. Remove every hindrance to the increase of grace upon my life. Every hindrance, every stumbling block that I want to stop your grace upon my life, Father, remove it. Flood wash away everything that might want to suppress your grace upon my life. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, your grace in my life will not turn to disgrace. Your grace upon my life will not turn to disgrace. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Your grace upon my life will not turn to disgrace. Your grace upon my life will not turn to disgrace. Your grace upon my life will not turn to disgrace. Your grace upon my life will not turn to disgrace. The grace I have been experiencing will not be converted to disgrace.
In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, Father, I reject all forms of pride and arrogance. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, I reject all forms of pride and arrogance in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every form of pride and arrogance, Father, I command them to live my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every spirit of pride, every spirit of arrogance that wants to limit your grace in my life, Holy Ghost, I flush them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, pride and arrogance, they are the destiny destroyers. They have limitations to grace. I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. I want you to talk to God tonight. Every form of pride and arrogance in my life, limiting your grace in my life, limiting my destiny, Father, I command them to live my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every spirit of pride, every spirit of arrogance, I command you to live my life now. I command you to live my life now. Get out of my life now. Get out of my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every spirit of pride, every spirit of arrogance, I command you to live my body now. Live my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. Pride and arrogance, they are limitations to grace. I want you to pray. Talk to God tonight. Every spirit of pride, every spirit of arrogance, live my life now. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to pray. 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 Your pride and arrogance can create problem for a man's destiny, can cause promotion, can cause problem. I want you to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of pride and arrogance, I command you to live my body now. Live my life now. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. You are going to say, Father, bless your hand of grace and mercy upon my life. Bless your hand of grace and mercy upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy, let it rest upon me now. Let it rest upon me now. Your hand of grace, your hand of mercy, let it rest upon my destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy. Rest upon my destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of grace, the hand of destiny, let it rest upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of grace, the hand of mercy. Father, let it rest upon me now. Let it rest upon me now. Let it rest upon me now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when the hand of grace and mercy rests upon you, your life can never remain the same. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy rest upon my destiny. Let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy rest upon my marriage. Let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy rest upon my career. Let your hand of grace, let your hand of mercy rest upon my education. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of grace, the hand of mercy, let it rest upon me. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Shout a louder amen. Amen. You say, my father, my destiny is a promotion and lifting. My destiny is a promotion and lifting. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lemba kova rema de la gada masheka lemo. Marede batosha le katubata le kwa baraba dosha. Ezako para kadara barosha le teta barosha shuanga barosha marede barosha. Father, let your hand of destiny rest upon your God for lifting, for promotion, for advancement, for promotion, for lifting. In the name of the Lord Jesus, cause your hand of promotion to rest upon me and let everybody be broken over my destiny. Let stagnation be broken over. In the name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, let your hand rest upon my destiny for promotion, for lifting, for advancement, for lifting, for progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let every shackle be broken. Let every chain be broken. Let every stagnation be broken. Cause your hand of promotion to rest upon my destiny. Cause your hand of promotion to rest upon my career. Let your hand of promotion be rest upon my family. Let your hand of lifting rest upon my marriage. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your heart to rest upon my life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, say it loud and clear. My Father, I reject hardship. I reject hardship. In the remaining part of this year, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every form of hardship in my life, I break them by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, cause every hardship to be broken out of my life. I reject hardship. I reject hardship. I reject financial hardship. I reject marital hardship. I reject academic hardship. I reject every hardship in every form for the rest of this year. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father. Open your mouth and say, my Father. Miracle that surpass my expectation, let it manifest in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. This was a prayer point that somebody prayed many years ago, and his destiny turned around. His life turned around. Father, cause just the miracle that surpass my expectation, let it manifest in my life. Let it manifest in my life. Let it manifest. Manifest in my life. Let it manifest in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father. Say it loud and clear. My Father. Increase your grace upon Impact House International Church. Increase your grace upon Impact House International Church. No church can be greater than the grace that is made available. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, increase your grace upon this commission. Increase your grace upon this ministry. Increase your grace upon Impact House International Church. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are still praying. We'll pause our prayer with a few songs of worship. Lift your hands up to God. And you are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God. One more time, you are God. To the end, there's no place for argument. You are God. Yes, you are the Lord. Most high. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, yes. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. One more time. Yes, 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 you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. You will say, oh Lord, in the second half of this year, put my enemies to shame. Over my life, put my enemies to shame. Lift your voice up and pray. Pray. Put them to shame. Over my testimony, put them to shame. Over my result, put them to shame. Over my marriage, put them to shame. Over my promotion, put them to shame. Over my relationship, put them to shame. Father, put my enemies to shame in the second half of this year. Put my enemies to shame in the second half of this year. Put my enemies to shame in the second half of this year. To shame, put them to shame, put them to shame, put them to shame, put them to shame. Father, put them to shame by your power. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, by your mighty hand, remove every reproach, every long-standing reproach. Remove it by your mighty hand. Remove every reproach in my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Everything that makes me look like a byword, everything that makes me look like a reproach, everything that makes me look like I don't have God I'm serving, Father, remove it. Everything that makes men to question the God I'm serving. Everything that makes men to question the God I'm serving, Father, remove it. Everything that makes men to say, is he really serving God? Is he really serving God? Father, remove this reproach. Remove every reproach in my family, in my business, in my career. Remove this reproach. 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 For my life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. One of the major things that the hand of God does is lifting, and that is our major issue tonight. I don't know where you, with the level you have pictured yourself to be very, very soon. I want you to picture it tonight and cry to God and say, Father, lift me. Lift me by your mighty hand. Lift your voice and pray. Lift me. Lift my GP. Lift my career. Lift my marriage. Lift my health. Lift me. Lift me. Lift me. Lift me. Lift me. Lift me. Father, lift me, O God. Father, lift me to where my certificate cannot lift me. Father, lift me to where my certificate cannot lift me. Father, lift me to where connection cannot lift me. Father, lift me to where powers cannot lift me. Father, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. Are you praying? I desire lifting. I desire to be lifted. I desire to be lifted. I cannot be on the floor again. 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 I am tired of the floor. I am tired of the floor. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lift me to where nobody can lift me, Jesus. Yes. Lift me, lift me, lift me to where nobody can lift me. Lift above barriers. Lift me above limitation. Lift me above stumbling blocks. Pray for lifting tonight. Let the hand of God lift you. Let the hand of God lift you tonight. Pray for the hand of God to lift you in ministry, in business, in career, in vocation, in marriage. Lift me. I desire your lifting, Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, lift your church, Impact House International Church, in the second half of this year. Lift your church to a height that witches and wizards, that powers of darkness cannot stop it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift this commission to a higher height, oh God. You have said that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Oh Lord, the gates of hell must not prevail over this commission and our members. The gates of hell must not prevail over this commission and our members. Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.